Katie, how are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Recently received an email from you which talked about the gaps in Michigan housing costs and wages are highlighted in a 2011 Out of Reach report. Talk about this report.
Okay. Well, this report is an annual report that's released by the National Low Income Housing Coalition. And it highlights the gaps, as you said, between housing costs and wages. And I was surprised to see the data for this year. It turns out that a Michigan working family that has to have 1.9 wage earners working full-time at minimum wage to afford an average rental unit in the state.
Now, how what's the change from previous reports?
You know, I can't remember off the top of my head what the change from previous reports is, but I know that in the last 10 years, rental costs have gone up 27% in the state of Michigan.
Well, obviously, a lot more folks are renting now because a lot more folks are not owning properties, whether it's too expensive or they've lost their homes. The rental business is booming, and apparently, according to this report, the fees for those rentals are pretty expensive.
Yeah, they can be. And even though Michigan, as compared to other states, we're 30th in terms of most expensive housing, but as you know, income is down in the state. So there's just this gap. Even in the least expensive counties in the state, people are still having trouble affording a fair market rent apartment.
Katie, talk about the prices, the difference in what a family needs to earn per hour versus what it costs to rent a home in Michigan.
Sure. Statewide, the wage that you need to afford an average rental unit is $14.32 an hour. And of course, that's not what most people are making. The typical renter in Michigan earns only $10.95 an hour. So there's a gap of $3.37 an hour between what they're earning and what they need to afford a two-bedroom apartment.
How do they fill that gap?
You know, I'm not sure. I think that public benefits are helping in some cases, but there's not enough to go around. And I think people are often paying more than what they can afford. Affordable, as we define it, is paying 30% of your income on your rent and utilities. And I think people are paying a lot more than that in many cases. And especially when you factor in transportation to get to work, people are paying a really significant portion of their income on their housing costs.
This year, Michigan is the 30th most expensive state in the nation for renters, more expensive than Ohio and Indiana, and similar to Wisconsin. The 2011 national housing wage was $18.46. How have we gotten so high where other states have managed to keep these costs lower?
You know, I'm actually not sure about that.
Well, obviously, something needs to be done. Is there anything that you and your organization can do to help our citizens who are having challenges with this?
There are things that can be done. Of course, there's two sides to it. You can help raise incomes, which everybody in Michigan is trying to do. We're trying to create more jobs that are better paying. But then on the other side, we need to improve and increase the affordable housing stock. And this is what CEDAM's members are doing, along with many others. There's a lot of federal programs and some state programs out there that help developers develop affordable apartments and also improve the existing stock, because a lot of times you can get an apartment, but it might not be the place where you want to live.
With money being tight, though, isn't that going to be a challenge, not only gathering new stock, but improving what's out there?
It is definitely a challenge. I think that rehabilitating the existing housing stock is a more cost-effective option. And in Michigan, we do have quite a lot of existing housing stock. The challenge is to get it affordable and high quality.
All right, Katie, thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you.